Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone else set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Brad's engineering. Thank you, Brad, for engineering. He is trying to connect with Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. And the connection's not quite as good as we need it to be. So he's working on it. Hey, you got her. Great. Brad, thank you for getting Gwyneth connected. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really, really well. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. Yep. Just before I woke up, I had the strangest dream. I dreamt that I was trying to get the battery on my cell phone to work properly, and I thought I was actually doing it. And I woke up.
I have to tell you that if I have something to eat before I go to bed, I go into absolutely terrifying nightmares, situations that are just impossible to extricate myself from. And when I wake up, I'm worn out, absolutely shot. And so the lesson there is don't eat before you go to bed, and certainly don't have any sugar. So that has happened to me for years, and I thought I'd pass that lesson on to the class. Gwyneth, I have a real quick tip I'd like to share about painting. And it's a five-minute university lesson. And you know, class, there are times when you have to paint something small, and a stitch in time saves nine, which means nip it in the bud, and it'll be a smaller problem than if you let it go, it'll become a bigger problem. So what I do is, let's say I have to stop rust, and it's just a small spot. I use Rust-Oleum metal primer. It's brown, and it is a flat finish. It's an oil-based paint, which means that it's a pain to clean the brushes. But if it's a small spot, I will shake the can. Let it settle for a couple minutes, then open the can. I'm talking about a quart at this point. And I use a special tool made for opening a can lid, which is like a screwdriver, but it has a curve on the end of the tip. Looks like a bottle opener made out of wire, flattened at the end with a curved tip. And it hooks under the metal lid, and it pries it up without damaging it. Screwdrivers damage the lids. So next time you're buying paint, you can ask them to give you one. Typically, they'll give you one, or they might sell it to you for 30 cents. But it's a tool you might want to keep. Okay, so that being the case, I use a Q-tip, a disposable Q-tip, and I dip it in the paint, the Rust-Oleum primer, and I apply the paint with that. And then when I'm done, I can throw that Q-tip away. It saves a lot of work. And that's just for a small job. If it's a large job, larger, I use what's called a chip brush, C-H-I-P. And it's used in the metal working industry. It's for sweeping away little bits of metal if you're grinding or using a lathe or a drill. And because if you use your finger, you'll put holes in your finger with these little pieces of metal that you've formed by drilling, grinding, turning on a lathe. So I use a chip brush, and I buy them in a box of, let's say, 30 of them or 36. They're one inch wide, and they're like 30 cents a piece. They are not the best brushes. They're not really designed for painting. But if you're doing a job where you're working with an oil-based paint that's really hard to clean up, and you've got an expensive brush, like a $4, $5, or $10 brush, it doesn't make sense to me to do that if you can use a chip brush. And for primer, it's not for the best finish, but it works great in most circumstances. So I use a chip brush, and if it's an oil-based paint, and if I think I'm going to be using the paintbrush again within the next month or two or three or four, I will wrap that brush in the equivalent of Saran wrap or plastic wrap tightly. And I'll keep the bristles in the position I'd like them to stay in. And I put them in a freezer. And the freezing prevents the brush from hardening. Then you take it out of the freezer, and within a couple minutes, you can start painting with it. Now, it's still frozen, but the warmth of the paint that you dip the brush in lets the bristles warm up, and you can use it again. And you can put it back in the freezer. So you can do that with latex paints, water-based paints. You can do that with oil-based paints. But if I'm using a really good brush, I clean it. And I clean it with liquid dishwashing detergent and warm water. And I use a fork, a kitchen fork, that I've assigned just for this task that has the prongs that will fit between the bristles. And I will use the warm water, the fork, to clean between the bristles and the detergent. And when I'm all done, I hang the brush upside down, meaning bristles pointing down, and I hang it on the line in the sun, and I form the bristles while they're still wet to the position I want them to be. I don't want them to be frayed and spread all over. I want them to be in the position I want them to dry in. That's what I do. And when you paint with a metal can, if you take a nail, like a common 6-penny, 8-penny nail, and you put a couple holes at the lowest point of the can rim, when you brush with the paint, it will drip down into that hole back into the can. And it really works great. And before you seal up that can, you use that paintbrush and you clear out all the paint that's in that low point of the rim of the can. And one other thing. You can use an old rag or a paper towel. You put it over the lid when you hammer the lid down. That way, any spatters get trapped by the rag rather than getting all over you and the surrounding area. Gwyneth, any comments about my painting tips?
Yeah, they all seem like good ideas. In addition to that, my husband was a painter and decorator. And actually, he went to night school and did further qualifications and became an interior designer. And he also became a chips painter, interior and exterior. And something that he used to do was that he used to, if he was going to use the brushes the next day, he would suspend them with a wire through, around the handle. In a jar of turpentine, and that would save him washing them. But normally, 99% of the time, he would actually sit and thoroughly just go through them and wash them in turpentine. And that was his preferred solvent. But I see no reason why dishwashing detergent wouldn't work.
That's only if it's water-based paint, dishwashing detergent. Otherwise, turpentine is the correct solvent. Yes.
Yep, that's right, and that's what he used to do, and he realized that brushes were expensive. If it was his own work, a house that he was living in, then it was going to eat into his money. And if it was a job for somebody else, it was going to eat into his profit to go buying new brushes all the time. So he was very, very careful of his brushes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and paintbrushes, Paintbrushes used to be very, very expensive. Now they cost way more than that. So you want to be careful with paintbrushes. And class, how long do they last? I don't know. Because I have paintbrushes that my father used when he was first married in the late 40s. Still have them. And he used them to paint all his houses. And I still have them. So if you take care of them, they last a really, really long time. And some of the ones that he bought have like the Craftsman name on them, which was Sears Roebuck and Company. And they were really outstanding brushes. So I don't know what a paintbrush costs today. But the chip brush is, 30 cents a piece. But that's a small brush. They come in 1 and 2 and maybe 3-inch sizes. But I like the 1-inch size the best. But I don't waste anything, class. So the tip was, if you want to avoid buying brushes, that's how you do it. Gwyneth, back to you. Oh, you were going to talk about some really interesting things today for your syllabus. Would you like to share with the class what they are?
Today is probably going to be one of the most important classes that I've ever taught. And if there's anyone out there in the class who's paying attention, this could save your home. So I would be getting out your notebook and your pen, and I would be taking notes. But I have a disclaimer before I mention anything else in this broadcast. None of what I am about to say in this broadcast should be construed as being legal advice. It's not, and I'll spell that out, N-O-T, not legal advice. It is education on what's going on and how things are interesting. How things are operating. It's 2 a.m. and I haven't been awake for very long. How things are operating and how deeply people are getting screwed and how it is all being done on purpose and how you can avoid getting screwed and keep your wealth and keep your home. And I think I should get started, Vincent.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
Now, what is going on at the moment all over the world? It's going on here in Australia. It's still going on in Britain, and I'm sure that it's going on in the United States, is that people are losing their homes left, right, and center through being unable to pay their mortgages and property taxes. So that the two separate issues. But I'll go for the mortgages first, and then afterwards I'll have a go at the municipalities as well. So it's a two-pronged fork of the same issue, okay? The banks, they're doing something really, really dirty. And because of that, they are cheating people out of their home. Last year, in the UK, 50,000 people had their homes foreclosed on by the bank coming in and evicting them for arrears and mortgage repayment. And it's not on because what they're doing is the most monumental fraud. But I'll go into more detail. I can hear music.
Yeah, going to break. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's talking about losing your house to the banks and to the municipalities. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. I'll tell you how this works, okay, because it's them. Them banks run. They're getting away with it. They shouldn't get away with it. It's pure fraud, okay? That, you know, going saying public, they're down to their bank, they find a house that they like, they save, you know, however much the deposit is. And the bank lets them through the door and says, yeah, look, fine, looks like you got the income to cover the mortgage, you got the deposit. They take the deposit, they issue the loan. Okay? And go and change public, sign away 30 years of their income to the bank. Okay? And they end up paying for the house twice what it's worth, on average, unless they can get their backsides into step and get it paid off within 5 years. And the best way to do that is, or one way to do that, is to pay a bit extra each fortnight and to pay fortnightly and not monthly. And I'm sure you would agree with that, Vincent. We've had classes on that before, how to pay off your mortgage in 5 years. But the quicker you can pay off the mortgage, the less you're going to pay for it. That should be the absolute priority of your whole life, is to build equity for that short period of time, to build equity in your home. Okay? But let's just assume that it's a 5 year, I think they call it in America an adjustable rate mortgage, because most of our classes in America will go with that. They call them variable rates in Canada, Australia, and the UK, but it's the same thing, basically. It's the same label. Okay, they put the person on a five-year adjustable rate mortgage with, let's say, a 5% interest rate. Okay, and Joe and Jane Public think that this is great. They think that in 5 years they'll be able to get refinanced onto another adjustable rate mortgage and keep going that way. That's how things used to operate. That's not how things operate anymore. Banks are not doing that. They're absolutely not doing that. Okay? So let's say that Joe and Jane Public get put onto a 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, and they are paying the loan, it's all good. They're able to make, put their payments, they're able to live, and it seems as if everything's going okay. Then the 5 years expires, and the bank gets in touch with them, says that your adjustable rate mortgage has the adjustable rate portion of your mortgage is now going to kick in. The fixed rate, your fixed 5% rate is going away, and now we're putting your mortgage onto an adjustable rate, and we can set it wherever we want to set it. And generally that's at the moment it's about 11 or 12%. Okay. Now, in Australia, it's especially bad because our property prices are just insane in this country. For a two-bedroom terraced house in Melbourne, run down, but not even in good condition, you'll be paying $1 million, no worries. $1 million. So, let's say 10% of $1 million of $100,000, and that's pure interest to the bank, and you haven't even paid any capital. But a few years ago, you could buy a whole house for that amount of repayment, annual repayment. Okay? So it's absolutely insane. And people are getting stuck like this. And that they're falling behind in their mortgages very quickly. And losing the home. And especially...
Gwyneth, if you could keep the phone in whatever position you think is best, that would help the signal. We're dropping out. Gwyneth and I will be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update, I'm Lance Pry. Flights have resumed after the FAA stopped most flights from taking off for a couple of hours in the USA early this morning. A failure of the Notice to Air Missions system has failed for the first time in history. Former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt on MSNBC Wednesday morning.
I don't know whether it was a simple mechanical failure, something, in the computer, internal workings, a software problem, hacking. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point.
Governing some of the most dangerous cities in the nation, Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker signed more gun control measures called the Protect Illinois Communities Act on Tuesday. The measure bans the sale and distribution of assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, and rapid-fire devices known as switches. It also requires existing owners to show their papers to the government. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's talking about ARMs, adjustable rate mortgages, as they're known in the United States. And she mentioned how you can shorten the term of your mortgage note by, instead of paying once per month, paying twice per month. So if your mortgage happens to be, let's say, $500 per month, if you meet with the bank and say, I'd like to pay this note twice a month, $250 at the first and $250 at the 14th or 15th of the month, same amount per month you're paying. You just pay it twice as often. It will reduce a 30-year note to about 19 years. And sometimes that's called the halftime system, the halftime system. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah. And if you make extra payments each time, even if it's only $20 or $50 extra, you won't miss that $20 or $50 extra put onto the mortgage on each payment. But you'll find that over time it will significantly reduce the time that you are paying on the mortgage. And remember, a mortgage is a death note. I've had mortgages, and that's what they seem like at the time. And you're always really, really excited when you get your mortgage because it means that you've got your house. But then that excitement kind of goes away when you have to make the payments. I've been there. I haven't had a mortgage since I was 32. I paid off my mortgage when I was 32, and I'm now 48. And I haven't had a mortgage since. But anyway, getting back to it, how the banks are defrauding people, okay? They, after the, the fixed rate section of the mortgage expires, they put the person onto a variable rate, and it often captures people unaware because the repayments can double very easily. If you're paying mostly, which for the first few years of the mortgage, you're paying mostly interest. But if you're paying mostly interest and you've had a 4 or 5% interest rate, and then you go to paying an 11 or 12% interest rate, your payment is going to more than double. And that really catches a lot of people out. And it financially destroys them because they're not ready for it because they haven't thought ahead and they haven't prepared. And they go complaining to the bank and they say, hey, hang on, give us a break. Can't you put us on a lower rate? And then the bank says, no, we're going to put the mortgage rate. We're going to put the interest rate wherever we darn well please. And this is where we darn well please is 11 or 12%. And they will blame your credit rating, whatever your credit rating is. You know, even if you've, missed a few phone bills, it can send your credit rating through the floor pretty quickly. But anyway, within a few months, the person is in arrears on their repayment. And they're really struggling and battling. And once they get to between $3,000 and $5,000 in arrears, the bank goes to them and says, you're in arrears. you better make a plan to catch up on these payments. Or we're going to start foreclosure proceedings, and we're going to, you're going to lose your home. So they start sending these sorts of letters out. Do not ignore those letters. The bank is absolutely deadly serious. And there is something you can do. I'll tell you what, first of all, I'll tell you what happens if you can't, if you don't make up the arrears and if you don't adopt the course of action that I'm going to educate you on in a few minutes. Okay, the bank will, you'll go and you'll say, I want to make up the arrears. They may give you a payment plan to make up the arrears, or they may just say, no, lump sum, mate. You've got to make up the arrears in one hit. Probably the latter. Probably they'll say, you better make up the repayments next month or we're going to start foreclosures with the court system. And it doesn't matter how much equity you've built up in your home. If you fall into arrears, that equity will get chewed up pretty quickly. And the bank will go to the judge and, you'll go, please, please, please don't take my home away. Oh, please, I can pay it back. I can pay it back, please, If you go to the judge with a business plan to, to repay the loan, you know, in an actual plan with your income and your expenditures laid out. That's a good idea, but there's a better way, which I'm going to lay out in a moment. But if you go there with no plan, just begging and pleading, you're going to lose your home. The judge is going to order an eviction, and you might get 7 days, you might get 28 days, but you're going to have to find somewhere else to live. You and your family, you're going to lose your home. But there's a way out. And like I say, this is not legal advice, but it is education on how the mechanics of this mortgage thing works from the bank end. Okay? They get the money. They issue the loan. They generate the money, currency, my apologies. They generate the currency out of thin air. That's called counterfeiting. So they actually counterfeit money, currency. I even get caught in that trap. They counterfeit the currency into existence by a sophisticated system of, legalistic knobs and levers, which I won't go into right now. It involves the Federal Reserve, and it involves issuance of treasury bills, and then somebody buying the treasury bills off of somebody else. It doesn't matter. It's good enough to say that at the point where the bank issues the mortgage, they generate the fund basically out of thin air. And they deposit those funds into your account, and you write the seller a check, and then the seller takes that check to his bank and cashes it and says, I've got the money for my house. Good for me. And then you've got the note to pay off. You've got the mortgage to pay off. Now, that's fraud on its surface. And if you are in the court proceeding where the bank got the money that it loaned you, and did they generate it as fiat out of thin air, I guarantee you that courtroom room will explode. The bank's lawyers will go into a frenzied fit of fury because you're right and you've nailed them. And when they do that, you need to look at the judge and you need to say, can you pull them into line? That is disorderly conduct in a court, Your Honor. Look at their behavior. Look at their dishonorable, disorderly conduct. They are disrespecting your bench, Your Honor. They are disrespecting your bench. My purpose in asking where they got the money to lend me was because I believe that they counterfeited the money to loan me. And I require you to make investigations to where they got the money. And there's something else that if I were in that situation, I've never been in that situation, but I've heard of other people who have been in that situation, because this is a topic I've been interested in for many years. Make an affidavit before the court date. Make up an affidavit. To find out how to make up an affidavit, you can go on YouTube and you can watch some YouTube videos on how you make up an affidavit. You send a copy of the affidavit to the bank, and you send a copy of the affidavit that that's the mortgage section of the bank, whoever it is that you usually send your correspondence to. and you make up and you send a copy of the affidavit to the court, attention, your case number, okay? If you do that and you go into the thing of that you believe that the bank has financed your mortgage with counterfeit money generated out of thin air, and that for that purpose you believe that they're engaged in fraud and you do not wish to be a party to fraud, and so you are not going to continue to consent to the mortgage because you believe that it's criminal money laundering, that there's a good chance that you'll never even end up in court because the bank does not want to handle that. It's true. With every single mortgage, it's true. That's what they're doing to everybody. They are generating the funds out of thin air, and it's money laundering and counterfeited, you know. And then to boot, after 5 years, they get the person, they double their payments, the person can't afford their repayments, and they take the house off of them, and they, you know, sell it on to the next joker, to the next fool standing in line. And they do the whole thing all over again. What a scam. What a monumental fraud. This needs to stop. And this all occurred to me just, you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time, but it occurred to me earlier on this week. What a fraud. What an unconscious scam the whole thing really is.
We're going to a break. We're going to
some more after the break.
Yeah, I've got some comments.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia, and she's talking about white collar crime. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. I think you had a comment that you wanted to make.
Well, I have several comments. I can start with this one. I can start with this one. So we've had seven Get Prepared Expos. USA prepares Get Prepared Expos. These were large events, thousands of people attending. And we had a lot of seminars. And I met with a lot of people prior to the expos, and I invited them if I thought that they had something that would be relevant to most people who were preparing, that I'd invite them to present a seminar. So I met with all the banks in the area, everyone. And I asked them if they would consider presenting a seminar, having one of their employees speak to our guests at the Get Prepared Expo and teach them about banking, specifically how banking works, how interest works on both sides of the equation, meaning the banking side and the customer side. How does it work? How do loans work? And what I learned was absolutely stunning. Not one bank, not one, would come to the Get Prepared Expo and teach even young children about the benefits of saving some money. No bank was interested in talking about interest rates for borrowing money or saving money. And I'm using the term money when I really mean digits or Federal Reserve notes. Okay. And I use their terms. I use their terms because they use the term money, even though it's incorrect. No bank would teach anyone, children or adults, about how interest works, how mortgage notes work, how car loans work, nor savings accounts. Or, in fact, what money actually is, which is gold and silver at a specified weight and purity of gold and silver. They wouldn't do it. Not one. So I thought I'd share that with the class. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. And here's something else. Credit scores. So when you borrow digits, the way that the amount that you borrow and how you return them, how you repay them, affects your credit score. The amount and the timeliness of your payments affect your credit score. And so does checking to see if you qualify for another credit card. So 10% of your credit score, up to about 850 total points, 85 of those points could be based on the number of credit inquiries that you have made. So you're interested in buying that car on the corner lot from that independent guy, the car salesman, and it says buy here, pay here. They check to see if your credit worthiness is sufficient to purchase that used car. That's one. Then you decide that that offer to get that Chinese factory outlet credit card is something that you're interested in, and the Chinese factory tool outlet credit card is another one you're interested in. That's a total of three inquiries. The more inquiries you have on for credit, the more your credit score is reduced up to 10% by those inquiries. And credit scores impact lots of things, like mortgage note credit worthiness, automobile loan rate amounts and credit worthiness, and auto insurance rates. So you, and homeowners. So if you've got a lousy credit score, you could end up paying more for automobile insurance than your neighbor who has a higher credit score. Same insurance. So it really, the system is rigged such that these companies talk to each other. The credit rating companies, your bank, your all the notes that you have with repayment schedules, credit cards, they all talk to each other. So if you start missing payments like on your telephone bill, it could impact your automobile insurance rates, or your homeowner's rates, or your renter's insurance rates. It's all connected. So you have to be really careful what you do and guard that credit rating, because it'll cost you money if you're careless with it. So those are a couple things to think about. And actually the best thing to think about is try not to borrow money if you can help it. Gwyneth and I will be right back after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And don't believe a word we say.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.